Perfect timing. Taking a cake out of the oven before it is done leaves you with a gooey-centered, almost cake. But if you leave it in the oven too long, you end up with a cake that is dry, crusty, and one no one will eat. Pulling into the garage before the door is all the way up, well, we all know what happens if you do that. But if you wait until the door is all the way up, you can drive right in, park your car, and all is as it should be. In both situations, timing is everything. The same is true when it comes to accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior. Taking this life-changing and life-giving step isn't something you should do under pressure or because everyone else around you is doing so. It isn't even something to do because I want you to or because you want to make me happy. Accepting Christ as your Savior is something you do because you are ready to say, I am a sinner. I need God's forgiveness. I want to give my life to Him and spend eternity in heaven with God. Throughout the pages of this book, I've tried to show you why and how God's love is the only thing worth holding on to, worth living for. Not even the love we share as mother and son comes anywhere close to being comparable to the love we can experience as being God's child. Have you heard what my words and the words that the Bible have been saying? Do you understand that God's love is unconditional, that there is power in prayer, that He has a plan for your life, that in order to receive His blessings, you have to be close enough to Him to realize them, and that the only way to God is through Jesus? If you do, then now is the time. Now is the perfect time to accept the gift of forgiveness and salvation through Jesus Christ. Will you? Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:8-9. Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:38.